我们感谢你拣选我们这些人作为你的居所，我们感谢你不嫌弃我们的败坏和软弱，我们感谢你把极丰盛的恩典加在我们这些人身上。请坐。
Please be seated.
请我们看出埃及记第二十六章。
Please turn with me to Exodus chapter 26.
我们从第一节念到第六节。
We'll read the first six verses.
我用中文念，我的弟兄就不必念英文。
I'll read in Chinese, and for those, please follow along in English.
你要用十佛幔子做帐幕，这些幔子要用软的细麻和蓝色、紫色、紫红色线制造，并用巧匠的手工绣上基路伯。每幅幔子要长28周，宽4周，幔子都要一样的尺寸。这五幅幔子要幅幅相连，那五幅幔子也要幅幅相连。在这相连的幔子木幔木幅边上要做蓝色的纽扣，在那相连的幔子木幅边上也要照样做，要在这相连的幔子上做50个纽扣，在那相连的幔子上也做50个纽扣，都要两两相对，又要做50个金钩，用钩使幔子相连，这才成了一个帐幕。
We just read Exodus chapter 26, the first six verses.
我们再看第30节。
Please turn with me to verse 30 of the same chapter.
要照着这山上指示你的样式立起帐幕。
And thou shalt rear up the tabernacle according to the fashion thereof, which was shown to thee in the mount.
我们再看以弗所第二章。
Please turn with me to Ephesians chapter 2.
我们从19节念到22节。
We'll read from verse 19 to 22. In Chinese.
以弗所第二章19节。
Ephesians chapter 22, starting from verse 19 to the end.
这样你们不再做外人和客旅，是与圣徒同国，是神家里的人了，并且被建造在使徒和先知的根基上，有基督耶稣自己为房角石，各房靠他联络的合适，渐渐成为主的圣殿，你们也靠他同被建造，成为神借着圣灵居住的所在。
We just read Ephesians chapter 2, verse 19 to the end.
我们再看希伯来第八章第五节。
Please now once again turn me Hebrews 8, verse 5.
他们供奉的是本是天上事的形状和影像。正如摩西将要造帐幕的时候，梦神警戒他说，你要谨慎，做各样的物件都要照着在山上指示你的样式。
Hebrews 8:5, who serve unto the example and shadows of heavenly things, as Moses was admonished of God when he was about to make the tabernacle, foresee, saith he, that thou make it all these things according to the pattern shown to thee in the mount.
神将摩西召到山上去。
The Lord called Moses to the mountain.
在那里他就把那个帐幕的那个样式就赐给他。
And he gave to him at that time the pattern of the tabernacle.
因为神的心意是要住在他百姓的中间。
And the desire of God was to live amongst his own people.
但是当他把这个样式给摩西的时候，
And when he gave him the pattern,
他一再的警告摩西说，
He admonished him over and over, said,
你要谨慎，
You are to be careful.
做这个帐幕和各样的物件都要照着山上所指示的样式。
When you build this tabernacle and all these things, base it on the pattern given to you in the mount.
我们知道我们的神也召我们到他的面前。
We know our God also calls us before his own presence.
他要把他自己的心意向我们启示。
And he also reveals to us his own desire of his heart.
他的心意乃是要住在他百姓的中间。
And the desire of his heart, once again, is to live amongst his own people.
他也是一再地在那里警告我们。
And once again, he warns us.
叫我们做这个帐幕和一切的物件都要照着山上所指示的样式。
The tabernacle and all these things we are to build are to be based on the pattern in the mount.
所有与神有关系的事物
and all things that relationship with God
都要照着山上指示的样式。
Must be based on the revelation of the pattern given in the mount.
如果不照着山上的样式,
if you don't follow the pattern in the mount,
我们知道我们的神就不能住在那里。
We know that our God cannot live amongst us.
他的心也不能得着满足。
And his heart and desire cannot be fulfilled.
但是我们也已经说过了。
But we have also already said,
就是我们照着山上的样式来做。
Even if we follow the pattern on the mount,
这一个实在还是不够的。
This is not enough indeed.
因为样式不过是一个外面的影儿。
Because that pattern is only the outward shadow.
虽然与那本物的真相是有一点相像。
Although it is something similar to the reality of the real thing,
但是究竟还不是那个本物。
But unfortunately, it is not the reality of that image.
所以神要我们借着这个身上的样式。
So the Lord wants us to, based on this pattern in the mount,
要进到那本物的真相里面去。
We are entered into the reality of that image.
这一个才是能满足神自己的心。
And only this can satisfy the desire of God's heart.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
So dear brothers and sisters,
我们一面必须要遵守山上的样式。
In one way, we're to follow that pattern in the mount.
但是另外一面， 我们还要进到这个样式背后的那个本身的那个本相的里面去。
On the other hand, we must really enter into the true reality of the image that we see.
我们感谢赞美神。
And we praise our Lord.
Because
he truly has given to us the pattern in the mount.
And
God's words are that pattern in the mount. And God's light through his own Son gives us his own words. And we know that Jesus Christ himself is that real image.
而他经过他的儿子，透过他的儿子赐给我们的话语，就是山上的样式。
And through his sons, the words given to us are those patterns on the mount.
所以我们要谨慎。
So we are to be careful.
在一切属灵的事情上，都要照着神的话语。
In all spiritual workings, we must be based on God's words.
我们不能修改神的话语。
And we cannot change God's words.
我们必须要谨守遵行神一切的话语。
We must follow all these words given by God.
但是我们就是守了神的话还不够。
And even if we follow God's words, that still is not enough.
我们必须要在神的话的背后摸着。
Behind God's words, we must touch God's own Son.
否则的话，字句是叫人死的。
If not, these words only allow us to die.
唯有灵是叫人活着的。
Only the Spirit allows us to live.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
So dear brothers and sisters,
这一次我们在神的面前，
We, before God's presence,
我们求神给我们山上的样式。
We ask that God give to us that pattern in the mount.
也叫我们有忠心能遵守山上的样式，像摩西一样。
And also faithfully follow the pattern like Moses did.
但是我们还要进到那个本
But we must truly enter into that real image of reality.
如果不是基督的话,
if without Christ,
我们就看见一切不过是影儿而已。
All these things that we see are only shadows.
我们不能在那里追逐这些的影儿。
And we cannot seek after the shadows only.
我们必须要借着这些的影儿来达到那本物的真相里去。
But through these shadows, we must enter into the reality of that image.
昨天早晨我们在那里提到我们基督徒个人的生活。
Yesterday we talked about our Christian personal lives.
我们基督徒个人的生活有山上的样式。
And the personal life of a Christian does have a pattern in the mount.
我们怎样要认识基督的十字架。
And how How can we know Christ's cross?
我们借着基督的十字架来认识钉十字架的基督。
And through this cross of Christ, we recognize that person, Jesus Christ, crucified there.
我们要看见说十字架不过是一个手术。
And we know that the cross is only a
process.
Only a process.
基督才是那个目的。
But the purpose is Christ Himself.
感谢神，我们的主耶稣钉十字架。
We know, we praise our Lord that Christ was crucified on the cross.
因着他钉十字架，流他的血，叫我们的罪得着赦免。
And because He was crucified, shed His blood, then our sins have been forgiven.
因着他在十字架那里死，叫我们脱离罪的权势。
And because He died on the cross, then we escape from the commandment of these sins.
但是我们还得记得说，究竟还是基督钉十字架。
But we must remember that truly is Christ crucified on the cross.
十字架乃是把基督赐给我们。
And through the cross, Christ is given to us.
如果我们只知道十字架的道理，
And if we only know the doctrine of the cross,
我们只知道十字架替死的道理，
And we know the substitution on the cross,
我们知道十字架那个代表的道理，
And we know the representation of the cross,
但是如果我们没有与基督接触的话，
But if we don't have a relationship with Christ,
这些的道理不能释放我们。
And these doctrines cannot release us.
这些的道理不能拯救我们。
And these doctrines cannot save us.
乃是当我们碰到基督的时候，
But when we touch Christ,
他的十字架的血才能洗净我们的罪。
And that blood of the cross can cleanse us of our sins.
他的十字架的死才能把我们的旧人钉死。
And this death on the cross can crucify our own man.
我们过基督徒的生活，
We who live a Christian life,
我们需要圣所的光来引导我们。
We need the light that comes from the temple to lead us.
这个不是这个太阳的光。
It is not the light that comes from the sun.
是金灯台上面的光。
But it is the light that comes from the candlelight.
我们信了主之后，
And after we believe,
我们不能再接受这个世界世俗的引导。
We cannot receive the guidance given to us in the world.
我们要接受生命的光的带领。
We must receive the light of that life and that guidance.
基督是生命的光。
And we know that Christ is the light of our life.
我们在地上活着，不再是凭着外面的东西来活。
And we who live in this world are based on things of the outside.
我们凭着基督做我们生命的粮。
But based on Christ being the bread of our life.
他是我们的生命。
And He is our life.
我们今天能做基督徒，
And we who can become Christians.
乃是因为主是我们的大祭司。
It's because He is our great high priest.
因着他在父神的右边替我们祷告。
Because He prays for us on the right hand of God.
圣灵就在我们的里面做改变的工作。
And the Holy Spirit continues to do that work of change.
要把我们磨成神儿子的形象。
So we may be molded into the image of the Son of God.
但是他还要带我们到至圣所的里面。
But He wants us to enter into the Holy of Holies.
因为神的旨意是要我们住在他的里面。
Because God's purpose is that we live inside of Him.
神的旨意是要我们活在他的面前。
And God's purpose is that we live in front of His presence.
我们是过幔内的生活。
So we live a life that's within the veil.
我们是过一个敞开的天的生活。
And we live a life that is open on the top.
我们天天见神的面。
Every day we see His face.
我们天天与他相交。
And every day we have a fellowship with Him.
我们天天能听见他的声音。
Every day we hear God's words.
我们天天能敬拜，能侍奉他。
And every day we can worship and we can serve Him.
这一个是神为他的儿女所命定的生活。
And this is a life that God has commanded to us.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
And dear brothers and sisters,
神不要我们住在外院的里面。
God does not want us to live on the outer courts.
在外院里面我们可以活动。
In outward courts, we can do things.
我们可以传福音。
We can preach the gospel.
但是这不是我们的家。
But this is not our home.
神也不要我们住在圣所的里面。
And the Lord does not want us to live inside the temple.
教会乃是我们侍奉的地方。
Because the church is a place of service.
不是我们的住处。
It is not a dwelling place.
我们的住处乃是在神里面。
And our dwelling place is inside of God.
我们要住在至高者的荫密处。
And we live under the shadow of the Almighty.
And say the secret place.
A secret place
of the Most High.
Of the Most High.
我们要在至高者的隐秘处居住.
We're to live in the secret place of the Most High.
这样我们就能在全能者的荫下.
And therefore we can live under the shadow of the Almighty.
但是弟兄姊妹,
but brothers and sisters,
许多的时候我们感觉我们基督的生活是在外面的里面.
But sometimes as Christians we feel we live a life of the outer court.
好像我们忙忙碌碌在那里.
We're busy running around.
但是 我们没有住在神的里面,
but yet we don't live in Christ.
许多的时候, 我们也许也在教会里面有侍奉,
sometimes we have service in the church.
但是究竟我们里面还是感觉, 没有, 家的那个感觉,
but we don't have a feeling of a home inside.
我们的家乃是在神里面,
because our home is inside of God.
但是为什么我们不能住在家里头呢?
And why can we not live inside the home?
原因因为这个幔子在我们的里面还没有离开.
It is because that veil inside of us has not been rented in half.
虽然这个幔子因着基督的缘故已经离开了,
although this veil has already been rented in half because of Christ,
他已经为我们开了一条又新又活的路,
he opened to us a new and lively road.
从这个幔子经过,
and through this veil we pass through,
就是经过他的身体,
that is through his own body.
他把这条路已经为我们打开了,
he has opened this path for us.
但是我们要走这条的路,
but we must walk on this road.
我们还得看见我们每一个人的幔子也得离开,
and therefore the veil inside of us also be rented half.
因为这个是一个原则,
and this is a principle.
这个幔子就是代表人的肉体,
and this veil represents our fleshly bodies.
如果我们这个肉体不破碎的话,
and if our fleshly body is not broken,
我们外面的人不破碎的话,
our outward man is not broken,
我们就没有办法常住在神的里面,
and there's no way we can live constantly inside of God.
所以弟兄姊妹们,
so dear brothers and sisters,
我们这个外面的人,
our outward man,
就是我们的肉体,
that is our fleshly body,
我们的 flesh,
our flesh,
我们必须要被破碎,
it has to be broken,
这样我们就能常住在神的里面,
and only then can we constantly live in the presence of God.
这个是我们昨天早晨在这里已经交通过的,
and this is what we fellowship upon yesterday.
今天早晨我们要交通到, 这个基督徒团体的生活,
and today we'll talk about the Christian life together as a group.
我们要谈到教会的生活,
that is the church life.
怎样是照着山上的样式,
and how can we live based on the pattern in the mount.
神吩咐摩西造一个圣所,
God commanded Moses to build this tabernacle,
为着他能住在人的中间,
for the purpose of living in the in amongst his own people.
我们知道神不但住在我们每一个人的里面,
we know not only does God live in each and every one of us,
感谢赞美神,
but we praise our God.
你如果相信接受主耶稣的话,
if you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ,
主耶稣就住在我们的里面,
Jesus Christ lives inside of you,
他借着圣灵就住在我们里面,
and through the Spirit he lives inside of me.
但是神不但是住在个人的里面,
and not only does God live as you as an individual,
神更要住在众人的中间,
the Lord wants to live amongst the whole people as a whole.
因为就着神那永远的旨意来说,
because of the eternal will,
个人不是神最终的目的,
the person, individual, is not the last goal and purpose of God.
这个团体才是神最终所要得着的.
But what God wants is the whole congregation as a whole.
神是从那个个人来达到那个团体.
And from the individual, he wants to achieve the group as a whole.
And from the individual to the corporate,
he wants to receive the individual into the corporate.
他是从那个个人来达到那个众人.
And he wants to receive the individual to achieve the corporate.
所以今天我们做基督徒,
and we as Christians,
如果光注意我们个人基督徒的生活,
if we want to emphasize on our personal individual
Christian lives, 这个在神面前还是不够的.
In front of God, this is not enough.
今天我们知道, 在神儿女的中间,
and amongst the sons of God,
有许多的人很注意个人属灵的生活.
A lot of people emphasize on the individual Christian life.
这个是应当注意,
and this is something you should emphasize on.
但是如果我们光注意这个个人的属灵,
but only only if you emphasize on the individual personal life.
二没有注意到那个团体的生活。
Or emphasize on the corporate life.
我们要看见说，我们还是不能达到神的目的。
We can see that we cannot achieve God's goal.
奇妙的事就在这里。
And miraculously, it is here.
虽然神是从个人来得着众人。
Although the Lord through individuals receives the whole corporate,
但是他得着众人的时候，他没有谋杀个人。
But to receive the corporate, he did not kill the individuals.
嗯，你知道有的时候我们要得着一个团体，我们家把个人都谋杀了。
Sometimes to receive a corporate as a whole, you must destroy the individuals.
但是神奇妙的工作就在这里。
But the miraculous work of God is found here.
他要得着的是那个团体，那个教会。
He wants to receive the whole corporate, the church.
嗯，但是我们在这个团体里面，每一个人的 individuality 还是存在在那里。
But yet, despite the corporate atmosphere, the individuality of each person is preserved.
神不要我们在那里做模仿的工作。
The Lord does not want us to learn the work of conformity.
嗯，神不要我们统一。
And or of the same.
嗯，不是 uniform, 但是 variety. 不是统一，乃是有各种各样的不同。
He wants uniformity, but not variety.
嗯，但是却是合一的。
Other way around, but yet it is united.
所以我们知道这一个就是神奇妙的作为。
And this is the miraculous workman of God.
就是在神创造人的时候。
And when God created man,
不做他所造的是一个人亚当。
He created an individual called Adam.
但是圣经怎么说呢？
But what did the Bible say?
神就祝福这一个人。
The Lord blessed this person.
他说你要生养众多，遍满全地。
You are to multiply, be plentiful, to cover the whole earth.
所以神的目的还是要遍满全地。
So he wants to cover the whole earth.
神的目的乃是要得着那个众人。
So God's purpose to receive the whole corporate.
这个不但在旧约的里面我们看得很清楚。
Not only in the Old Testament we see it clearly.
神呼召亚伯拉罕。
When God called Abraham.
他不是要得着亚伯拉罕这一个人。
Not only do you want to receive Abraham as an individual.
他要借着亚伯拉罕得着一个家。
But through Abraham you want to receive a family.
他要借着这个家得着一个国。
And through this family you want to receive a nation.
他要借着一个国得着许多的国。
And through this one nation will receive many nations.
因为亚伯拉罕的名字就是多国的父。
Because Abraham's name is that he's a father of many nations.
那多国是指做什么说的呢？
And what does it mean many?
就做属灵方面来看。
And spiritually we see.
就是指做教会说的。
It represents the church.
因为教会乃是神从各民各方各族各国中把人选召出来的。
Because the church is select from many nations and nationalities and groups of people.
我们都同被建造成为灵工。
And we have all been called together to be his instruments.
做神居住，借着他的灵所居住的所在。
And through his spirit, a place where God himself may dwell.
所以我们弟兄姊妹要看清楚。
But brothers and sisters, see very clearly.
我们不但有个人属灵的生活。
Not only do we have an individual Christian life.
我们还要注意到团体属灵的生活。
We must emphasize on the corporate spiritual life.
神不但对于我们个人的道路有定规。
Not only does he have requirements for individual paths.
神对于我们团体的道路也有规定。
But the corporate path he also has requirements.
我们不能在我们个人的生活上随意妄为。
And so individually we cannot do things by ourselves.
我们在团体的道路上也不能随意妄为。
And on the corporate path, we cannot do things by themselves.
我们在个人的生活上有身上的样式。
Individually, we have a pattern in the mount.
在团体的生活上也有身上的样式。
And in the corporate life, we also have a pattern in the mount.
所以今天早晨我们要借着山上的样式来看团体的生活。
And through the pattern on the mount, we see the corporate life together.
我们已经看见在会幕里头各种的家具。
We saw the many furnitures and vessels of the tabernacle.
这些的家具就是基督的预表。
And all these things represents Christ himself.
我们摸着一个家具就是碰着了基督。
And when we touch these furnitures, we touch Christ himself.
这样我们就有属灵的生活。
And there we can have a spiritual life.
今天早晨我们要来看这个会这个帐幕这件事情。
And today we see the tabernacle itself.
我们知道帐幕也是预表基督。
We also know the tabernacle represents Christ himself.
因为约翰第一章十四节告诉我们说
And John 1:14 tells us,
道成了肉身
And the flesh became life.
支搭帐篷在人间
And opened a tabernacle amongst men.
匆匆忙忙有恩典有真理
And full of truth and grace.
我们的主在地上的时候就是神的帐幕
And we know when Christ was in this world, he was the tabernacle of God.
神就住在他的里面
And God lives inside of him.
神安息在他的里面
And he rested inside of him.
三次天开了
Three times the heavens open.
说这是我的爱子
This is my beloved son.
是我所喜悦的
Whom I am well pleased.
我满意的
And I'm satisfied.
我知足了
And I'm satisfied.
弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters.
主耶稣在地上的日子
The days of our Lord Jesus Christ.
他就是神的帐幕
He is the tabernacle of God.
但是因着他死而复活
So because he died and was resurrected.
他成功了救赎的工作
He accomplished the work of salvation.
这个帐幕就扩大了
And this tabernacle has been expanded.
所以今天我们神的儿女就要被建造成为神的帐幕。
And so you and I, the children of God, are also called tabernacle of God.
今天神的居所。
And today the dwelling place of God.
不是用这个布来建造的。
It's not made of cloth.
也不是用石头来建造。
Or made of stones.
不是用物质的东西来建造。
Or things of material goods.
今天神的帐幕乃是用人来建造的。
But God's tabernacle today is made of men.
那一般蒙救赎的人。
Those who are saved.
我们要同被建造成为神的居所。
We are being built together as the dwelling place of God.
我们看到最后的日子。
We saw in the latter days.
到了启示录第二十一章的时候。
In Revelation 21, we see.
天上有声音说：“看哪，神的帐幕来到人间。”
See, God's tabernacle come amongst men.
这个神的帐幕是什么呢？
And what is a tabernacle amongst men?
这个神的帐幕就是新耶路撒冷。
That tabernacle is at New Jerusalem.
这个新耶路撒冷降在新地的上面。
And this New Jerusalem is based on that new home.
神就住在这个帐幕的里面。
And God lives inside this new tabernacle.
借着这个新耶路撒冷住在这个新天新地的里面。
And through this New Jerusalem, he lives a new heaven and new earth.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹
So dear brothers and sisters,
我们今天就是神的帐幕。
Today, you and I are God's tabernacle.
有一天，这个新耶路撒冷要彰显出来。
One day, the new Jerusalem will be revealed.
那个就是神的帐幕完成了。
That is God's tabernacle has been completed.
所以我们要用这个帐幕来看我们团体的生活。
So let's look.By the tabernacle, our corporate life together.
在这个帐幕的上面，我要与弟兄姊妹交通三件事。
And on this tabernacle, I'd like to fellowship with you three points.
第一就是那个帐幕。
First, the tabernacle itself.
这个帐幕乃是用十幅的幔子相连成为一个帐幕。
This tabernacle was made united by 10 curtains united together to make one tabernacle.
这些的这个幔子
And these curtains,
乃是用染的细麻蓝色紫色紫红色的线来织成的
It's made of linen, blue, purple, scarlet.
并且用巧匠的手工来绣上基路伯
And with cunning works, cherubims were also woven.
这十幅的幔子幅幅都是一样的
And all of these ten curtains,They are exactly the same.
都是二十八周长，四周阔。
And there are 28 cubits long and also 4 cubits wide.
细麻
The fine twine linen.
在圣经的里面
In the Bible.
就是代表圣徒的义。
It talks, this represents the righteousness of the saints.
我们看启示录十九章就知道了。
And in Revelation 19, we see.
我们知道在启示录十九章说，新妇也装备整齐了。
And we know that the new bridegroom has been prepared.
那么他已经蒙恩的穿光明洁白的细麻衣。
And what that person is wearing is that glorious linen cloth.
这个细麻衣就是圣徒的众义 ，the righteousnesses of the saints.
And therefore, this fine linen is the righteousness. Of the saints.
所以细麻在圣经里面就是代表圣徒的注意。
And also, therefore, the fine linen is the emphasis on base of the saints, the clothes.
当我们到主面前来的时候
，And so we, when we come before God,
我们本来我们的衣啊，像破烂的衣服一样。
Our clothes are tattered and soiled.
以赛亚告诉我们的。
In Isaiah, we are told.
我们的义啊，好像破烂的衣服一样。
Our clothes are soiled and tattered.
我们的 righteousness.
Oh, excuse me, I'm sorry. Our righteousness is soiled and tattered.
所以我们根本啊，不能见神的面。
And therefore, we cannot meet God.
但是感谢神，当我们来到神面前的时候。
We praise the Lord when we come before God.
他替我们穿上一件上好的袍子。
He gives to us a most beautiful.
像浪子回家的时候
Just like the prodigal son returning home
你知道他身上那个衣服啊那看猪啊一定是破破烂烂了
We know that his clothes were tattered as he took care of the pigs
但是当他回到他父亲面前的时候
And when he returned to his father
父亲说把这个破烂的衣服把它拿掉
His father says cast away these clothes
替他穿上上好的袍子
And he gave to him the best robe of all
这样他呢才能与我一同作戏
And only then can he have a feast with his father
这样就像我的儿子了。
And only then can he be like my own son.
弟兄姊妹。
So brothers and sisters.
当我们来到主面前的时候。
When we come before God.
我们自己的义都像破烂的衣服一样。
Our own righteousness is like tattered clothes.
我们以为自己很好吗？
We think we're pretty good.
我们以为比别人都好吗？
And would you think we're better than others?
但是一到神的面前。
But once we come before God.
就显出我们所有的不义来。
We see all the unrighteousness that we have.
我们不能见神的面。
We cannot God.
但是感谢赞美主
We praise our Lord.
他替我们除掉我们破烂的衣服
He has taken away our tattered clothes.
他把基督当作上好的袍子替我们穿上
And Christ, he places us on like a beautiful robe.
基督成了我们的义
Therefore, Christ becomes our righteousness.
他是我们的义
He is our righteousness.
因为他是我们的义
And because he is our righteousness,
所以我们能坦然无惧来到神的面前。
So boldly we may come before God.
我们每一个神的儿女都穿上了这一件上好的袍子。
And every child of God does wear that most beautiful robe.
但是弟兄姊妹
，But brothers and sisters,
我们穿不单穿一件袍子。
Not only do we wear one robe.
基督徒要穿好几件的袍子。
We must wear many robes.
我今天先讲第二件袍子。
And the second robe.
也许将来我还要讲第三件。
Or maybe the third robe I'll tell you later.
我们不但要穿上那个上好的袍子啊。
Not only to wear the best robe.
叫我们能站立在神的面前。
We may stand before God.
神看我们就看见基督。
So when God sees us, He sees Christ.
不是看见我们。
He does not see us.
所以他就称我们为义了。
So He calls us righteous.
他看见他的儿子，他就连开眼都嘴都笑了。
And when he sees his own son, he is full of smiles.
所以当他看我们的时候
，So when he sees us,
他没有看见我们
，He cannot see us.
他看见我们，他愁眉苦竹了
，Because if he really does see us, then he will frown.
但是他看我们的时候，看见了基督了
，But when he sees us, he actually sees Christ.
他说好，好，好
，He says good, it is good.
这是称义
，And this is righteousness.
我们在神面前称义了
，And so we've been made righteous in front of God.
但是还不够。
But yet that's not enough.
虽然这样能叫我们做神的儿女
，although in this way we could become the sons of God，
我们还不能做基督的心腹。
We cannot be that bride for the Christ.
要做基督的心腹，还要穿上婚姻的礼服呢。
To be the bride of Christ, you must wear the wedding gown.
这个婚姻的礼服是什么呢
？And what is that wedding gown?
就是那个细麻布的衣服。
It is that linen cloth.
是圣徒的众义。
And this is the righteousness of all the saints.
好像是圣徒他所行出来的义。
And these are the righteousness acted on by the saints.
这个就是约翰一书的 practical righteousness， 那个实行出来的义。
And this is called the practical righteousness in 1 John.
我们属于神的人。
And we who are of God.
我们不但是称义了。
Not only are we called righteous.
我们还要行义。
We must have a practical righteousness.
我们没有信主的时候。
And before we believe.
我们只能犯罪，不能行义。
We can only sin and not do any righteous thing.
就是在我们所行的好里面。 还是包含许多的罪。
And if we, even if we do good things, inside of it has, still has sin.
很多的时候罗善好施啊，在那里捐钱呢。
And sometimes we give a lot of money for good
cause. 但是为做什么？
Why?
为做名誉呢？
It is for a name.
这个里头还是带着罪恶的。
Inside there's still a sin found.
但是我们信了主之后，
But after we believe,
我们要行善。
We are to do practical righteous things.
因为以弗所第二章告诉我们说，
Ephesians 2 we are told,
你们得救是本乎恩，也因着信。
You are saved because of right, of grace and because of believing.
这并不是出于你们自己，
It's not based on yourselves,
乃是神所赐的。
But what God gives to you,
也不是出于行为，
And not based on our actions,
免得有人自夸。
If not, people will be proud.
但是连下去怎么说呢？
But what does it say?
他说你们就是神的祭主。
That you are the works of God.
被神准备来行各样的义，各样的善事。
So God prepares you so you may work good and righteous practical things.
现在我们属于主的人要行义了。
So all of us here must do practical righteous things.
但是这些的义怎么行的呢？
So how do we have these righteous things?
不是靠着我们自己。
It's not based on ourselves.
是靠着基督在我们里面的生命。
It has to be based on Christ, that life inside of us.
他的生命有新的性情。
And that new life has a new attitude.
这个性情是光明的。
And this new attitude is of light.
这个性情是爱。
It is of love.
这个性情是公义的。
And it's very righteous.
我们就顺着这个新生命的性情来生活。
And this new attitude of life, we must use it to live.
这样我们就有圣徒的众义了。
And therefore, we can have the practical righteousness of the saints.
这个乃是圣灵把基督主持在我们里面。
And through the Spirit, Christ allows, is the master of our lives.
圣灵就是一个桥匠。 小象，这个 embroiderer。
Oh, this the Holy Spirit is the embroiderer of these things.
他就是那个绣花的人。
He is that person that does the embroidery.
他就把基督一针一针的绣在我们身上。
Needle by needle, he embroiders Christ in our lives.
这个基督的义啊，也就一针一针的在我们里面绣上了。
And the righteousness of Christ, he embroiders in our lives.
结果我们也显出各种各样的义来。
And what was revealed out is the righteousness of these things. The many righteousness.
这个西麻布啊，还要与那个这个蓝色、紫色、紫红色的线呢，织在一起。
And this fine linen must be twined together with the blue, purple, and scarlet.
蓝是代表属天的意思。
And blue represents heaven.
紫色是代表尊贵的意思。
And purple represents
Nobility.
Nobility.
那个紫红色是代表荣耀的意思。
And scarlet represents glory.
所以你要看见说，我们的主，他的生命是属天的，是尊贵的，是荣耀的。
So we know that our God's life is of heaven, is a nobility and full of glory.
圣灵就把基督这个属天的、属灵的、荣耀、尊贵的生命就绣在我们的身上。
And the Spirit embroiders into us this heavenly thing, this noble thing, and this glorious thing into our lives. So Christ may be accomplished inside of us. And so this is to say that we are molded in the image of His own Son.
所以这个幔子，就是用这个来做成的。
And we know that these veils are made of these materials.
并且他还要用巧匠的手工啊，来绣上基路伯。
And what cunning works the cherubims must be embroidered on.
什么是基路伯呢？
What are cherubims?
哎呀，今天我们对基路伯没有看见过。
We have never seen cherubims.
但是圣经告诉我们说，
But the Bible tells us,
当人一犯罪之后，
After we sinned,
人被赶出伊甸园了。
And we're cast away from Eden.
神就在伊甸园的东边呢，就设立基路伯。
we know the cherubims were set on the east gate.
来防守通到生命树的道路。
And it blocked the road to the fruit of life.
那么基路伯究竟是什么呢？
And so what are cherubims?
如果要解说的话，我可以解说一个上午。
And if I want to explain it, I'll explain it all morning.
所以我只能稍微提一下了。
So I mention just a little bit.
你们自己好好去寻求去。
And please seek after this in your own time.
基路伯是圣经里说也是活物 ，living creatures.
We know that the cherubims are called living creatures in the Bible.
在以西结书里面。
In Ezekiel, we are told
基路伯就是活物
that they are living creatures.
那么你到了启示录里面
and after you go to Revelation,
你看见有四个活物啊，在宝座的面前
we see that there are four cherubims in front of the throne.
所以这个是代表什么呢？
And so what does this represent?
就是代表神对造物原来的旨意。
And so this is.Represents the original purpose of God's creation of living things.
Yeah, the original design.
This is God's original design of creating things.
神对于造物的原来的旨意。
The original design of creating things was this.
所以等到人一犯罪
so after people sinned,
基路伯就出来了。
The cherubims came out.
就是说
that is to say,
人可以失败。
The men can fail.
但是神对于造物的目的永远存在。
But the original desire of God is for eternity.
所以基路伯是代表神的心意。
So the cherubims represent the original desire of God.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
我们在这里看见这个帐幕是用什么来造的呢？
And what is this tabernacle made of?
它是用幔子来造的。
It is made of veils.
这些的幔子用细麻布。
And these veils are made of linen.
用蓝色、紫色、紫红色的线。
It's made of purple and purple, blue and scarlet.
并且用巧匠的手工来绣上基路伯。
And with cunning works, the cherubims are embroidered on it.
就是说。
That is to say.
人虽然是堕落了。
Although we have fallen from grace.
但是在神基督耶稣的救赎的里面。
But in the salvation of the Lord Jesus Christ.
他得着了一般的人。
He had received a group of people.
这一般的人。
And this group of people.
乃是被基督所组织的。
And these are made for his own.
基督就组织在他们里面。
And the Lord is ambassador of them.
他们是回到神当初创造的目的里面去。
And so they return to the original design of God's creation.
所以这一个是能满足神的心意。
And only these things can satisfy the desire of God.
弟兄姊妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
这十幅的幔子。
These ten veils.
Curtains.
A curtain, excuse me.
这个十幅的幔子。每一幅都是一样的
Each of these ten curtains are the same
都是二十八周长
They're 28 cubits long
四周阔
And 4 cubits wide
你知道二十八就是四乘七
You know that 28 is equal to 4 times 7
四在圣经里头是代表人的数目
4 represents the number of man
七是代表时代的完全
And seven represents the completion of the ages.
所以在这里是给我们看见四乘七。
And here we see 4 times 7.
并且宽是四周。
And it is 4 cubits wide.
也是这个人的数目。
And also number of man.
这里告诉我们说都是一样的。
Here we are told we're the same.
每一幅幔子都是一样长一样宽的。
Each curtain is same width and same length
并且用同样的原料来做的
It's made of the original same material
就是我们在基督里头是完全一样的
That is saying in Christ Jesus we are all the same
在基督里面没有高没有低
In Christ Jesus there are no high and low people
在基督里没有大没有小
There are no great and small
我们在基督的里面都是一样的
So in Christ Jesus we are the same
但是这十幅的幔子把它连起来
But yetThese ten curtains are to be united together.
五幅与五幅相连。
They are to be connected together.
Five by five.
Five by five.
然后再把这两个带合在一起。
And these two are connected and coupled together.
我不知道我这个解说对不对。
I don't know my explanation is right or wrong.
如果错了，你原谅我。
If incorrect, please forgive me.
我在那里看这个的时候。
When I saw this,
我觉得说这五幅与五幅相连。
When these five curtains were united together,
为什么是五幅与五幅呢？
Why is it five and five united?
因为五幅是代表犹太人，五幅是代表外邦人。
Because five of them represent Jewish people and others represent the Gentiles.
什么是教会呢?
So what is the church?
教会乃是神从犹太人的中间。
The church is that God has chosen amongst from the Jewish people.
也从外邦人的中间。
And selected from the Gentiles.
把人救赎过来合而为一。
And united them, saved them, and united them one as one.
所以以弗所第三章第六节这么说。
So Ephesians 3:6 we are told.
他说在这里有一个神的奥秘。
And here we have a mystery of God.
这个基督的奥秘是什么呢?
And what is this mystery?
就是外邦人在基督耶稣里因着福音得以同为后世同为一体同蒙应许
Gentiles shall be the four fellow heirs and the same body and partakers the promise of Christ in the gospel
本来我们是外邦人
Initially we are Gentiles
在基督里没有份
In Christ there is no separation
在神的约里头没有份 No part
We have no part in God's promise
但是感谢赞美神
But we praise our Lord
在基督耶稣的里面
In Christ Jesus,
应作福音
because of the gospel,
我们这帮外邦人与犹太人同为后世
We, with the Jewish nations, are fellow heirs of these things.
我们同为一体
We are the same body.
我们同蒙应许
And we have the same promise.
感谢赞美神
We praise our God.
但是犹太人和外邦人不是分开的
But the Jewish people and the Gentiles are not separated.
我们看见这五幅五幅都连成一个帐幕。
We know that these five curtains and five curtains are coupled together.
用这个蓝色的纽扣和金的钩啊，把它连起来的。
We know they are united with loops of gold and edges of gold, of blue.
蓝是代表属天。
And once again, blue represents heaven.
金是代表属神。
And gold represents things belong to God.
所以我们今天能合而为一，不是凭着人的方法。
So we united as one is not based on the methods of man.
不是属地的联合。
It's not the unification based on the world.
也不是属人的联合。
Or the unification based on man.
今天我们在基督里能合。
It is based on things of heaven and of the spirit.
所以在基督的里面
So in Christ Jesus,
没有犹太人，也没有希利人。
There are no
Jews
and Gentiles.
也没有外人和希哥底人。
And there are no
barbarians and Scythians.
Barbarians and Scythians.
也没有受割礼的和没有受割礼的。
And they are not circumcised or and circumcised.
也没有为奴的和自主的。
Or there are free people and who are those who are slaves.
唯有基督是一切的一切。
Because Christ is all in all.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
So dear brothers and sisters.
今天我们能联合成为一个帐幕。
We can be united as one curtain together.
乃是生命的联合。
It is because unification of that life.
这个联合是一个属天的联合。
And this unification is based on heaven.
这个是一个属灵的联合。
And this unification is spiritual.
在这里所种的是一个帐幕。
And what it emphasizes on it is one tabernacle.
虽然有十幅幔子。
Although there are 10 curtains.
虽然五佛与五佛相连
Although united five by five,
但是最终你看见是联合成为一个幔子
But last we see they're united to make one tabernacle
神只有一个居所
So God only has one dwelling place
神只有一个幔子一个帐幕
God only has one tabernacle
神只有一个教会
God only has one church
基督只有一个身体
And Christ only has one body
神只有一个小群
And so God only has one small flock
不理这不是这里一个大群那里一个小群
It's not to say it's a small flock here and a larger flock there
因为小群这两个字
Because the small flock means
在使徒行在路加十二章里面
In Luke 12 we are told
主说你们这小群不要惧怕
He says, Don't be fearful, you small flock.
因为这是我天父乐意把国度赐给你们
Because this is what my heavenly father desires to give to you this heaven
神的儿女与世界来比较像一小群一样
And so the children of God compared to the world we are called a small flock
约翰第十章主怎么说呢
In John 10, what does the Lord say to us?
主说我还有别的羊在别的圈里面
There are other sheep and other flocks
Folds,
folds
我要把他们领出来归回一群
And I will gather them together into one
犹太人是一个圈
The Jewish people are one fold
外邦人是另外一个圈。
The Gentiles are another fold.
神就把羊从那两个圈领出来，成为一个 flock， 一个群。
And so from the two folds, they are gathered together into one fold.
一个牧人，一群羊。
A shepherd only has one flock of sheep.
一个头，一个身体。
A body only has one head with one body.
一位主，一个居所。
And so all God has only one dwelling place.
这是圣经里面对团体的生活很重的一个原则。
And this is a very important principle of the Bible on the corporate life together.
这是山上的样式。
And this is a pattern in the mount.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
Dear brothers and sisters,
我们在这里看见说基督徒团体的生活是合一的。
So we see that the Christian corporate life is of one.
教会在地上只有一个。
So the church and this earth is only one.
在宇宙中只有一个教会。
So in the whole universe is only one church.
古今中外，所有蒙神拯救的人都在那个教会的里面。
All that are saved, all of them are only found in one church.
因为在宇宙中只有一个教会。
Because there's only one church in the universe.
所以教会在地上的显现也只有一个。
So the revelation of the church in this earth is only one.
许多的时候我们问人说你是从哪一个教会来的，
A lot of people ask, what church are you from?
如果教会只有一个的话你就不必问了。
If we only have one church, you don't have to ask this question.
有人说我是从地方教会来的，
Some people say I'm from the local church.
你不是从地方教会来的，你从哪里来的？
If you're not from the local church, then where can you be from?
你是挂在空中吗？
Are you in an empty space?
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
so, dear brothers and sisters,
今天我们对于教会的认识是何等的走样呢？
And so the recognition of the church really has fallen off the pattern.
我们今天以为说我的教会你的教会，
And today we say your church and my church.
你没有教会我也没有教会，
But if you don't have a church then I don't have a church.
教会是属于主的，
Because this church belongs to God.
主说我要建造我的教会在这磐石上。
The Lord says, I want to build this church on this rock.
应付的权势不能胜过他。
And all the guiles of the devil cannot overcome these things.
如果是我的教会，
And if this is my church,
应付一开门就把他吞进去了。
And if the devil comes in, then he will be haters will be opened up.
如果是神的教会，
But if it is God's church,
是主所建造的，
and what God has built,
应付所有的门都打开，
even if the gates of Hades were all open,
不能胜过主的教会。
They cannot overcome God's church.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
Dear brothers and sisters,
我们在这里看见山上的样式。
As we see the pattern in the mount,
我刚刚开始了。
I have started.
好，我们赶快开第二件事吧。
Let's see the second point.
这第二件的事就是那个罩棚 ，covering.
The second part is the covering.
我们知道，不但有这个帐幕啊
，Not only do we have this tabernacle,
上面还有罩棚
，That there is a covering.
这个罩棚是分三层的
，And this covering is made of three layers.
为什么要把它罩起来呢
？And so why must it be made?
Cover.
Why cover must be made?
它要造的原因就是为做保护。
The covering is to protect the tabernacle.
所以你就看见一层一层的那个保护在那里。
And so there are layers and layers of protection.
因为这个帐幕是那样的宝贵。
Because this tabernacle is very precious.
所以你一定要去保护它了。
So you must protect it.
一个东西如果不大宝贵的，你就不去保护它了。
If something is not very precious, you don't protect it.
如果是垃圾的话，你就放在门外面了。
If it is garbage, you put it outside.
如果有人偷去，很欢迎呢。
If someone steals it, you're welcome.
如果是珍珠宝贝的话。
But it's something very precious.
那你要放在保险箱里头了。
You put it in a safety box.
你要去保护它了。
You want to protect it.
哎呀，弟兄姊妹。
So brothers and sisters.
教会是主的心爱。
So the church is what God, the Lord loves.
他爱教会。
He loves the church.
为教会设计。
And he gave of himself for it.
因为教会对于主来说是何等的宝贵。
Because in eyesight of the Lord, it is very precious.
所以他要层层的保护他。
So through layers and layers, he wants to protect it.
叫他能得以保存。
So that it may continue forth.
因为仇敌只要来攻击他。
Because if the enemy comes forth.
但是主在那里要保护他。
But the Lord will protect the church.
你知道就是在神创造人的时候。
When God created man.
神把人放在伊甸园里面。
And was placed in the Garden of Eden.
神对人怎么说呢？
What did he say to man?
神说你要修理，要看守。
You are to watch and take care of this place.
为什么要修理呢？
And why was he take care of the place?
那个时候还没有罪在伊甸园里头。
There was no sin in the garden.
为什么要修理呢？
And why was he take care of it?
因为修理能叫它增加。
Because by taking care of it, it will increase.
为什么要看守呢？
Why was he protected?
因为在园子的外面有仇敌埋伏在那里。
Because outside the garden, there were enemies surrounding it.
但是可怜亚当没有好好地看守。
But unfortunately, Adam did not protect it.
我们不知道有没有好好地修理。
I don't know if he took care of it or not.
你知道这个仇敌啊，他进到园子里头来了。
As the enemy came into the garden,
因为亚当没有看守,
because Adam was not protecting it.
他在那里诱惑夏娃,
and he beguiled Eve.
因为夏娃不在那里修理,
because she was not taking care of the place.
他在那里闲空,
and she was doing nothing.
他在那里东望望西望望,
she's looking back and forth.
她觉得这一棵分别善恶树的时候很好看,
she saw that the forbidden fruit looked pretty good.
这个树果子大概很好吃,
and she said maybe the fruit tastes pretty good.
但是可惜神就不允许,
but God did not allow it.
弟兄姊妹,
so brothers and sisters,
一个人太空了就会犯罪,
if you have too much time then you can sin.
所以罪就进来了。
So therefore sin enters in.
这个伊甸园破坏了。
And so this Garden of Eden has been destroyed.
所以当神在那里要建造这个帐幕会幕的时候,
And so when the Lord wanted to build his own tabernacle,
他在上面就架了三层的遮蔽。
He made three coverings for his own tabernacle.
头一层乃是山羊的毛做的那个幔子。
And the first layer is made of the ram's skin.
No, goat's hair.
他用山羊的毛来做一个遮盖的盆。 And the first covering is made of goat's hair.
什么是山羊的毛呢？
And what is the goat's hair?
你如果读圣经的话，
Never read the Bible.
你知道当时旧约的时候的先知，他们穿毛衣的。
We know that the prophets of the old days wear sweaters. Goat skin.
Hairy garments. 对不起啊, I really make it difficult for him. 我们看见了这个比方撒迦利亚第十三章,
Zechariah chapter 13.
他说到了那一天呢，人不再穿毛衣呀，冒充先知啊来欺骗人。
And that day they will no longer wear hairy garments to fool others.
你在列王记下第一章里面，
And in 2 Kings we see
伊利亚他穿毛衣。
We know Elijah also wear hairy garments.
因为他是先知，
because he was a prophet.
这是先知的记号。
And so this represents the symbol of a prophet.
到了新约的时候，
And in the New Testament,
施洗约翰，
also the John the Baptist,
他穿骆驼毛的衣服，
he also wore camel's hairy garments.
腰束皮带，
And he had a girdle around him.
口吃蝗虫野蜜，
And he ate locusts and honey.
所以这个毛衣在圣经里是代表先知的职分。
And so the hairy garments represent position of the prophets.
为什么是毛衣呢？
And why are they hairy garments?
表明是粗糙的意思， rough.
It represents is very rough.
并且是分别的意思。
And also it means it's separated.
别人都穿细软的衣服。
Other people are wearing very soft clothing.
但是先知为着神的缘故，他与世界分别为圣。
But the prophets want to separate themselves from holiness from the world.
他过很艰苦的生活,
so they live a very difficult life.
他要为神来说话,
and so they want to speak for God.
神就借着先知向他的百姓说话,
and through the prophets, he spoke to his people.
叫他的百姓不至于走样,
so that they may not fall off the pattern.
叫他的百姓知道神当初的心意,
so they may know the original desire of God.
所以弟兄姊妹,
so brothers and sisters,
今天神的教 会要得着先知的职分的保护。
So we first, as a church, must receive the protection of the prophets.
如果教会中间缺少先知的职分,
and if we lack the office of the prophets,
没有先知的话语,
and the words of the prophets are heard,
把神的心意向他的百姓打开,
and cannot open the heart and desire of God to his own people,
神的儿女就很容易走入迷途。
Easily the children of God can follow off the path.
今天我们求神兴起先知来,
may the Lord revive his own prophets.
不是自以为是先知啊,
don't think that you are a prophet.
不是穿了一个毛衣啊, 假冒先知啊,
don't think you wear a sweater and then you become a hypocritical
prophet. 我们是需要神给我们真的先知,
we truly need real true prophets.
因为教会是建造在使徒和先知的根基上,
because the church is based on the prophets and of the saints.
神赐给他的教会有使徒有先知,
and the Lord gave to his own church prophets and apostles.
先知不是讲将来的事, 预言,
the prophets not only foretell of things,
先知乃是把神的心意告诉人,
but what they do is tell the desire of God to people.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
so dear brothers,
今天在教会中缺少先知,
today amongst the church we lack prophets.
我们缺少人能认识神的心意,
we lack the people that understand the desire of God,
把神当初的心意启示给他的百姓,
or to reveal the original desire of God to his own people,
给他的百姓看见在哪里他们走样,
and allow the people see where they have fallen off the pattern.
呼召他们回到神的旨意里面来,
to call them back to the will of God.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
so dear brothers and sisters,
这个能给教会一个保护,
and so this can give a protection for the church of Christ.
第二层的遮盖,
and the second covering,
是公绵羊的皮,
it is made of lambskin.
把它染红了,
it is made of dye.
Ramskin dyed red.
Ramskin dyed red.
这个是代表什么呢?
And so what does this represent?
我们看见当祭司啊, 承受圣职的时候,
and when the ram,
祭司, when they receive their office,
when the priests receive their office,
有一只公绵羊,
a ram,
把它杀了,
it was killed,
然后把血就涂在这个祭司的右耳垂上, 右手的大拇指上, 和右脚的大拇指上,
and the blood of the ram is placed on the ear and the thumb and also the great toe.
这个我以后还要详细解说,
and I'll explain this a little more later.
不过在这里我们看见说, 这个公绵羊的皮啊, 是与祭司的职分发生关系的,
and so this ram skin has relationship with the position of a priest.
意思就是说, 完全绝对的献给主了,
that is to say, all and completely given in sacrifice to God.
只有当我们完全献给主的时候, 我们才能尽我们祭司的职分,
and only when we sacrifice all that we have, then we can fulfill the position of a priest.
所以罗马十二章就是说,
and so Romans 12 we are told,
要将身体献上当作活祭,
we are to give our lives as a burnt sacrifice to Christ.
是圣洁的, 是神所喜悦的, 你们如此侍奉, 那是理所当然的,
it is holy and is an offering, it's something which we ought to do.
这个就是你们合理的侍奉,
and this is something which you ought to do.
所以我们在这里看见这一层乃是制作祭司的职分,
and so this layer represents the position of a priest.
教会在祭司的职分里面要得着保护,
and so the church, the position of a priest, we receive protection.
这个祭司的这份是我们每一个神的儿女应当尽的。
And so this position of a priest is each, which is something each brother and sister should fulfill.
如果我们都尽祭司的这份，教会就得着保存了。
And if we fulfill the position of the priest, all of us, then the church will be protected.
今天教会受亏损，因为神的儿女不尽祭司的这份。
And the reason the church lacks so many things is because we don't fulfill the position of a priest.
那么第三层。
And the third layer,
乃是海垢皮,
it is made of badger skin.
海垢皮是代表机警看守的意思。
The badger skin means is an aspect of vigilance.
这一个可以说是君王的这份。
And that is the position of a king.
我们不但是祭司, 我们也是君王。
Not only are we a priest, but we are a king.
我们在这里要替神掌权。
Here we must follow the commandments of the Lord.
我们要替神做事。
We are to do things for God.
这样在先知、祭司和君王的这份底下，教会就得以保存了。
And only in the position of the prophet, of the priest, and the king, therefore the church can be protected.
第三件事。
The third point.
这个竖板 ，board.
The boards.
你有了这个幔子了。
You have the tabernacle.
你有了上面这个罩棚了。
And you have the covering.
但是那个支撑的骨骼在哪里呢？
But what supports this?
那个就是那些的木板。There
are the boards.
在这里给我们看见一起有48块竖板。
We know that there are 48 boards built together.
每一块板都10轴长。
They are 10 feet long.
1轴半宽。
And 1.5 cubits wide.
都是用香蕉木来盖的。
It's made of cedar wood.
我们知道香蕉木是一种很硬的木头。
And we know that cedar wood is a very hard wood.
当时的时候称为不可朽坏的木头。
And people call it a wood that cannot be destroyed.
所以木在圣经里是代表人性。
And once again, wood represents our human nature.
这里是人。
Here is a human.
但是这些的人不是普通的人。
But this group of people are not ordinary people.
普通的人像荆棘一样。
Ordinary people are like thorns.
Thorns. 或者是像别的很容易朽坏的树木一样。
Or other flowers and plants that can be perished.
但是这个曹家木是不可朽坏的树。
But yet this Shittim tree is something which cannot be destroyed.
是代表在基督里的人。
It represents the people that are found in Christ.
我们今天在基督里面。
We today who are in Christ.
就不再朽坏。
We cannot be destroyed.
像这个曹家木一样。
Just like this wooden Shittim wood.
你记得保罗他在哥林多后书曾说，我认识一个在基督里的人。
Paul said in 2 Corinthians, I know a person in Christ.
或者身外或者身内, 我不知道。
Is in or out, I do not know.
只有神知道。
Only God knows.
你知道一个在基督里的人。
A person who is in Christ.
一个真正属灵的人。
A true spiritual man.
这个人是人所不知道的。
This is somebody that no one knows.
恐怕连你自己也不知道。
Maybe you don't even know.
如果你知道了, 那就糟糕了。
If you know it, then woes to you.
如果你觉得你自己真很属灵，那就是不属灵了。
If you think you're spiritual, then you are not spiritual.
所以你也不知道。
So you don't know.
或在身外，保罗说我不知道。
Whether you're in the spirit or not, he doesn't know.
但是我认识一个在基督里的人。
But he says, I knew a person in Christ.
这个人就像树板一样。
But this person is like that tree board.
能站得起来的。
He can stand up.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
So brothers and sisters.
在教会的里面。
In the church,
我们需要这些的竖板,
what we need are these boards.
我们需要这些的柱子,
and we need these staves together.
你知道在耶路撒冷教会的里面,
we know that in the church of Jerusalem,
他们有三根的柱子在那里,
there are three pillars found there.
雅各、约翰和彼得,
John, Paul, James, and Peter.
这三根的柱子把耶路撒冷的教会支持起来了。
And these three pillars support the church of Jerusalem.
所以这个柱板呢，是代表什么呢？
And so what do these pillars represent?
Boards.
Excuse boards.
这些的木板就是代表在教会中间真正属灵负责的人。
And these boards represent inside the church the true spiritual people.
我们可以叫他是教会中的领袖。
We can call them the leaders of the church.
我们也称为他是教会中的得胜者。
Or those that are overcomers.
这些的人他们是长大的。
And these people have grown up.
他们因着长大的缘故能站立起来。
And because they have grown up, they can stand up.
十就是负责的意思。
And 10 means they are bear responsibility.
他们能起来负责的。
They can stand up to be responsible.
在教会中需要有一般的弟兄姊妹。
So in the church, we need a group of brothers
and sisters. 他们是深根在基督的里面。
And their roots are in Christ.
因为这个板是插在那个凝座的上面。
Because these boards are put into the earth. Silver sockets.
Base.
Or base.
放在凝座的上面。
And these boards are put inside the silver sockets.
它不是这个板呢、啊，不是栽在地上的。
And these boards are just put in the old earth.
它们是栽在凝座上的。
They are put inside a silver socket.
两个桩啊，把它插进去。
And two sockets are put together.
所以很坚固，不能摇动的。
So they're very stable. They don't move around.
凝座是代表基督的救赎。
And so this silver represents the salvation of Christ.
他们在基督的救赎里面深深的扎根。
And so under the salvation of Jesus Christ, they bear their roots real down.
这个就是这个哥罗西告诉我们说，在基督里面生根建造的意思。
And so this is the same as found in Colossians that we bear our roots down.
这些的人他与世界没有直接的关系。
And so these group of people have no relationship with the earth directly.
他们与世界的基础是经过基督的救赎来基础的。
And their relationship is based through Christ Jesus.
所以他们能站立起来。
So therefore they can stand up.
他们能把教会托起来。
And so they can support the church.
但是很稀奇。
But miraculously we see.
虽然他是十轴高啊。
Although there are 10 cubits long.
他只有一轴半宽。
They're only 1.5 cubits wide.
为什么一轴半呢？
Why 1.5 cubics?
半就是代表不完全的意思。
One half means it's incomplete.
所以给我们看见说。
So here we see.
就是你在基督里面已经长大成人了。
Although you have grown and become adult.
好像你是一个得胜者了。
Although you are overcomer.
好像你是在教会里头能负属灵的责任了。
And you can fulfill spiritual responsibility.
但是你不能单独站在那里。
But you cannot stand there by yourself.
你要与另外一个弟兄拼起来才是三呢。
You have to be supported together.
三是一个完全的数目。
And supported together, you are three.
因为神是三而一的神。
Because God is a Trinity God.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们要看见。
So brothers and sisters, we see.
我们基督徒绝对不能单独。
So us Christians cannot be alone.
你不能关着门来做基督徒。
You cannot close your doors and be a Christian.
你不能光是说我追求长大就行了。
And you cannot say that I want to seek and I want to grow.
你只有一周半。
You are only 1.5 cubits wide.
你不完全。
You are incomplete.
你要与弟兄姊妹配合在一起。
You are to be connected with brothers and sisters together.
这样才能做教会自长的人。
And therefore, in the church, can you grow up together?
并且你知道这个板上面就磨土土包了金子的。
And we know that the boards were covered with gold.
到金子一包的时候，木头看不见了。
And so when you cover it with gold, you don't see the wood anymore.
这48块成了一块了。
And all these words together become one.
在神的生命的里面合而为一。
And so in God's life, once again, we're unified in one.
并且还有树根横杠 board, 八 bars.
There are 15 bars around.
把这个48根都连在一起，成为一个长子。
So that these 48 boards together connected into one tabernacle.
弟兄姊妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
神给我们看见他的心意在哪里。
Here we see where God's heart and desire is.
今天教会的生活
Today the Christian life, church life.
团体的生活
The corporate life.
这个是神为他的儿女所规定的
And this is what God requires for his children.
神不要我们过单独的生活
The Lord does not want us to live a life alone.
神要我们联合在一起
The Lord wants us to be united together.
成为一
So that we be called one.
但是这个一不是从人工的联合而来的。
But this oneness is not based on the work of man.
这个一乃是在生命的里面，圣灵里面的合一。
But this oneness is based in life and of the spirit.
我们要彼此相爱。
We must love one another.
要互相配搭起来。
And we must
互相配搭起来。 coordinate
together.
我们都要忘记我们的自己。
We have to forget ourselves.
我们只看见我们的主。
And all we see is our Lord.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
so dear brothers and sisters,
这是山上的样式。
This is the pattern in the mount.
我的时间已经到了。
My time is complete.
我要借15分钟。
I'd like to borrow 15 minutes.
今天人问一个问题。
Today people ask a question.
究竟圣经里面对于团体的生活，就是教会，有没有蓝图？
Does the Bible have questions about the corporate life or the church life together?
Blueprint.
A blueprint, 蓝图。
蓝图。 圣经里面有没有教会的蓝图？
Does the Bible have a blueprint for the church?
有没有基督徒团体生活的蓝图？
Does it have a blueprint for the corporate life together?
我们的答案是说有。
The answer is yes.
因为教会就是神的帐幕。
We know that the church is a tabernacle of God.
这是神的心意。
And this is the heart of the desire of God.
他要住在我们的中间。
He wants to live amongst us.
他怎么能有这样的心意，而他不给我们一个山上的样式呢？
And if he has a desire, then therefore, how can he not but give us a pattern? In the
他怎么能说你们随便去造吧？
How can he say, make it as you please?
他不能。
He cannot.
我们相信在圣经里面有蓝图。
We believe that in the Bible there is a blueprint.
尤其在新约的里面。
Especially in the New Testament.
四福音是给我们看见，主到地上来是为着建造教会。
The four Gospels tell us that Christ came to the world to build his own church.
我要建造我的教会在这磐石上。
He says, I will build my church on this rock.
使徒行传是给我们看见主所设立的教会的榜样。
And we see in Acts the example of the starting of the churches.
书信是给我们看见关乎教会的教训。
And the epistles talk about the teachings to the churches.
启示录给我们看见教会的命运 destiny，
and the revelations allow us to see the destiny of the church.
所以在新约的圣经里面，神给我们那天山上的样式。
So in the New Testament, we see that once again we see the pattern in the mount.
我们常常听见人说，
a lot of people we hear them say，
今天我们在这20世纪的时代，
in the 20th century，
我们已经进步到20世纪了。
We have progressed to the 20th century.
我们绝不能回到一世纪里面，到新约圣经里面来找蓝图。
We cannot go back to the days of old, the New Testament time, to find the blueprint.
在新约的时代。
And to find it in the New Testament.
在第一的世纪。
Or the first century.
教会刚刚开始。
Just when the church started.
那个时候可以说非常的简单。
It was very simple then.
但是非常的单纯 pure，
it was very pure also.
但是经过了这19世纪的时间，
but after these 19 centuries，
教会应当随着时代而来改变。
And the church changing based on the age of the time，
时代已经改变了，
as the days and ages change，
那教会也应当改变。
Therefore the church we say should also
change， 才能迎合这个时代的要求。
And therefore fulfill the requirements of the age。
教会在开始的时候似乎没有什么组织。
And the church when it first started there was no organization。
但是到了20世纪，在这个组织的世界里头，你如果不组织的话，你怎么能生存呢？
So therefore in this day of organization, without organization, how can you but exist?
不错，在第一世纪的时候，
in the first century, yes.
因为福音开始传开，
because the gospel was first preached out.
所以教会只有一个，
so therefore there was only one church.
但是经过了20世纪的传扬，
but after preaching for 20th centuries,
信主的人那么的多，
and many believers are found.
那么这样分门别类乃是历史必然的趋势。
And so separation, these are something which must happen because of ages.
Division and sex.
And divisions and sex are something natural.
那是应当有的事情。
So this is something which we have, we think.
因为我们已经进到那个新的时代里头去。
Because we are a new age, we say.
所以教会不再是一个了。
So the church is not one, we say.
教会就变成各种各样的教会。
There are many divisions and sects in the church.
这些各种各样的教会岂不是都是历史的后果吗？
And not Are not these many churches the results of history?
我们要接受这些的东西。
So we, therefore we must accept these things.
我们不能再那样的愚昧。
We must not be that foolish.
那样的简单。
Or that pure or simple.
还是要回到圣经的里面。
But as we return back to the Bible,
去找那山上的样式,
see the pattern in the mountain,
并且要遵守山上的样式,
follow the pattern in the mountain,
这个是绝对不可能的事情。
This is something which we cannot receive.
这个是理想, 这是梦想。
And this is ideal, and this is a dream.
我们是时代的人物。
We are a man of this age.
所以对于教会, 我们要有时代的新的看法。
So we must have a new thought in this age.
这些的话好像很有理由。
These thoughts have reasons.
但是可惜我们的神从来不与人讲理由。But
God does not reason with us.
他说是就是, 他说不是就是不是。
If he says yes, yes. If it's nay, it is nay.
你多说几句, 你就犯罪了。
If you say one word too much, that is sin.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
教会不是时代的产物。
The church is not the product of the day of the age.
教会是生在永世里面，在基督里所定规的旨意。The
church is based on Christ and eternity, that purpose.
如果教会不过是时代的财物，and
if the church is only the product of the times,
那么时代可以改变教会。Therefore,
that time can change the church.
但是如果教会是生在永世里面，在基督里所定规的旨意，but
the church is found in eternity and in Christ, that purpose and goal,
就没有人可以修改这山上的样式。Therefore,
no one can change this pattern in the mount.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，so
dear brothers and sisters,
今天我们看见地上教会的光景。Today
we see the situation of the church.
四分五裂。
There are many divisions and sects.
彼此为仇。
And we're enemies toward each other.
不做仇的话, 也是在彼此在竞争。
If they're not enemies, they are the competition amongst each other.
神教会一个帐幕在哪里呢?
God's church, one tabernacle, where is it?
你想我们的神能安息吗?
Do you think our God can rest?
难怪今天许多爱主的人里面没有安息。That
is why a lot of people love the Lord, they have no rest inside.
许多爱主的人像无家可归的人一样。A
lot of people who love the Lord say, I have no home to return.
有聚会,
there are meetings.
有许多的教会所谓,
there are many churches or so called.
但是我们的家在哪里呢?
But where is our home?
我们里面没有安息。
There is no rest inside of us.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
so dear brothers and sisters,
因着主快要回来了,
because the Lord is returning soon,
是不是这个时候,
is it this time?
我们应当回到山上的样式,
we must return to the pattern in the mount.
我们是不是应当回到神的旨意里面去?
Must return back to the will of God.
只有在神的旨意里面, 我们才能安息下来。
Only in the will of God can we rest.
但是要记得,
but please do remember,
不是说今天我们来设立新约的教会就完了。
Not today we start the New Testament church and then we complete it.
我常常觉得我是一个简单的人。
I feel that I'm a very simple person.
人在哪里说设立新约的教会,
whoever starts the New Testament church,
我就在哪里说什么教会不是新约的。
And my reply is, what church is not the New Testament?
如果教会不是新约的, 那就是旧约的了。
If it is not the New, then it is the Old Testament.
那么这个就是犹太教了。
Therefore it is the Jewish faith.
没有一个教会不是新约的。
So therefore no church is not of the New Testament.
如果是教会就是新约的。
If it is the church, it is the New Testament.
如果是教会就是地方的。
Therefore it is the church, it is of the local church.
哪里还有说来设立地方教会呢?
So how can you say you start a local church?
如果是教会就是宇宙的。
Because it is the church, it is of the universe.
教会是一个。
Because the church is one.
我们弟兄姊妹要在主的生命里面联合为一。
And we, in the life of Christ, must be united as one.
我们要彼此宽容, 彼此饶恕, 彼此相爱。
We must allow for each other, forgive each other, and also love one another.
这样我们的神能住在我们的中间, 而得着安息。
And only then can God dwell amongst us and receive his rest.
我们不知道给我们的神多少的痛苦。
We don't know how much pain and suffering we gave to our Lord.
我们心里面一点点的痛苦, 不过是代表主的心痛啊。
How much pain and suffering represents the pain of God?
Oh, 巴不得我们回到主的面前。
May we return to God's presence.
我们不要以为说今天我们要设立新约的教会。
Don't think because we start a New Testament church.
什么是新约的教会？
So what is a New Testament church?
根据提摩太书。
Based on Timothy,
有长老有执事,
the elders and deacons,
我们只要设立几个长老, 设立几个执事, 啊, 我们有新约的教会了。
If we start with new, elders and deacons, then we have a New Testament church, we think.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
but dear brothers and sisters,
不是这一个,
it is not like this.
就是这是山上的样式。
And only with this pattern in the mount.
但是它不是属灵的事情。
But these are not spiritual things.
如果不是基督的话,
if it is not Christ himself,
你有了长老, 有了执事, 它不是新约的教会。
If you have elders and deacons, you don't have the New Testament church.
有人说我们, 遵守, 圣经的教训。
Some people say we follow the teachings of the Bible.
我们受浸。
And we are baptized.
我们蒙头。
And we cover our heads.
我们摆饼。
And we have breaking of the bread.
所以我们就是教会了。
And so therefore we are church.
你知道我从前也是这样想。You
know, I thought like this in the past.
我要做一个见证。
But I'd like to give you testimony.
我是生长在所谓公会里面。 Methodist church.
I was raised in a Methodist church.
我蒙恩之后,
after I was saved.
过了几年,
after a few years,
神开我的眼睛,
the Lord opened my eyes.
给我看见说神的儿女不能分门别类,
and I felt that we cannot separate divisions into sex.
所以我就愿意走黑夜的道路。
So I wanted to walk the path of darkness.
我出来侍奉主,
I came out to serve God.
到各处的地方去,
I went to many places.
目的是设立新约的教会。
And my purpose was to start the New Testament churches.
你知道我怎么设立新约教会呢?
And how did I do this?
四件事。
Four things I did.
脱离公会。
I left the Methodist church.
受浸。
I was baptized.
摆饼。
I broke bread.
蒙头。
And I covered my head.
新约教会成立了。
And the New Testament church was started.
那我可以到第二个地方去了。
So I went to the second place.
我这样做了几年,
I did this for many years.
里面很苦干,
but inside, I was very dry.
就是这一点了吗?
Is this all?
就是这些了吗?
Is this all?
感谢赞美主,
but we praise our Lord.
因着打仗的缘故,
but because of the war,
我逃难, 逃到印度去,
and I escaped into India.
我们上海人说,
and we Shanghainese say,
倒霉倒到印度国,
woes to you, I just escaped into India.
但是我在印度蒙了神的怜悯。
But the Lord is merciful to me in India.
我在印度有两个半月的功夫。
And for 2.5 months of work,
安静在主的面前。
And I was quiet before the Lord.
主就给我看见。
The Lord allowed me to see.
这些外面的东西,
these outward things,
虽然是山上的样式,
although they are based on the pattern in the mount,
是应当遵守,
and something which we ought to follow,
但是你光有这些,
but if you only have these things,
你没有里面这一位的基督,
and if you don't have inside this Christ,
基督的生命不丰富,
and the life of Christ is not abundant,
基督元首的权柄不通达,
and this power authority is not complete,
圣灵的同在不显明,
and the presence of the Spirit is not filled,
这些像失落的帐幕一样要毁掉。
And these things are like tabernacles that are cast away and shall be destroyed.
像耶路撒冷的圣殿一样要拆毁。
Just like the temple in Jerusalem will be destroyed.
我工作到一个无路可走的时候,
I worked to a way up to a dead end.
我觉得是无路可走了。
I felt there was a dead end there.
神把天给我开了。
And the Lord opened the heavens to me.
神给我看见说,
and the Lord allowed me to see and say,
建造教会的工作是没有限制的。
Today, to build the church is unlimited.
因为教会是基督的身体,
because the church is the body of Christ.
是充满万有者所充满的,
and is filled with all.
谁能测量基督的丰满?
So who can measure the abundance of Christ?
所以谁能测量教会的丰富呢?
So who can measure the abundance of the church?
哎呀, 弟兄姊妹,
so brothers and sisters,
工作有路了。
There was a path to my work.
我知道从今以后,
I knew from that day forth,
这一个路是走不完的。
I know that I cannot finish this work.
这个工作是永远走不完的。
And so this work I can never complete.
因为是基督 充满在他的教会的里面。
Because the Lord is fulfilled in His church.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，Dear brothers and sisters，
如果在教会里找不到基督的话
，If in a church you cannot find Christ，
主说
，The Lord says，
我要把这个灯台挪去。
The Lord says He will take away this candlestick.
求神怜悯我们。
May the Lord be merciful to us.
我们低头祷告。
Shall bow and pray。
我感谢赞美你，因为你是满有怜悯，满有恩典，你不轻易发怒，你乐意赦免，乐意施恩。我们的主，当我们站在你光前的时候，我们承认我们只能匍匐在灰尘的里面，我们痛悔，我们得罪你。我们的主啊，怜悯我们，你知道我们有一点的心愿，你也知道我们里面的不平安。主啊，你在哪里呼召我们，叫我们脱离一切地上人为纷乱暗黑暗。主啊，让我们投在你那天上明亮像水晶一样的光里面。主啊，你给我们恩典能看见，你也给我们恩典能顺服。主啊，我们不知道前面的路在哪里，你是我们的道路。主啊，让我们走在你的里面。哦，巴不得你的身体在地上能彰显出来，巴不得你的荣耀能彰显出来，让人在你的儿女的中间能看见你自己。奉主耶稣的名，阿